This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
There are two different things going on here with the Democrats. The first is they are watching with terror as all the different sources of government money that has propped them up for the last 60 or 70 years, all of it is now being challenged by President Trump and by Elon Musk. I mean, this cuts at the very base of their coalition. And if they can't bribe people, if they can't act corruptly, if they can't take care of their friends, their entire coalition is going to collapse. Second, you have a very large part of the Democratic Party for whom the beliefs you were describing, transgenderism, for example, are religious beliefs. This is a secular religion. They can't unlock because they believe these things. They believe in an open border. They believe that there really is no such thing as America. They believe that it's really good to have millions of people flood into this country. It's really good to have people who don't have to work, that work requirements are inherently bad. All of these things are a semi-religious or religious belief system, and that's why they can't unlock. It's not rational. They can't sit down and do a common sense analysis. They're instead trapped into being for things that are profoundly unpopular with most Americans.
Newt Gingrich is right. They must pivot, but they can't. And that is an increasing problem because on almost every major issue, 60% plus of the American people are with Donald Trump and not with the Democrats. Here's ABC News breaking that news to Kahim Jeffries, leader of the Democrats in the House.
Donald Trump's favorability rating is actually higher than it ever was the first time around. Let me ask you, a recent poll by Marquette looked at several of the things that he has done or says that he is going to do, and 63% favor federal government's recognition of only two sexes, 60% favor deporting immigrants who entered the United States illegally, 60% favor expanding oil and gas production, 59% favor declaring an emergency at the southern border. Is there anything you are seeing that Trump is doing that you are in favor of, that you think is the right thing?
Let me say, as it relates to all of those issues, we're just at the beginning.
Let me translate. He's got nothing, because ideologically, the Democrat Party is deader than a doornail. When, on average, 59% plus disagree with all of your major positions, but you can't abandon them, you're in trouble. And folks, right now, I just marvel at what a difference a few weeks makes. Like, take this for instance. Headline, New York Post, up to 15,000 IRS probationary workers expected to be axed in the middle of tax season amid DOGE cuts. Folks, that's incredible. Just a few weeks ago, Democrats were busy doubling the size of the IRS, adding 88,000 new employees so they could go after people's side hustles on Venmo. It was just weeks ago that Biden was still lobbying via NATO. NATO was the cover to do it. Biden was still lobbing long-range missiles into Russia with, you know, a Ukrainian finger mashing the button, but they were our missiles in our targeting systems. Ukraine doesn't have any of that technology. In fact, just weeks ago, Biden was lobbing long-range missiles into Russia, trying to start World War III. It was terrifying. And folks, remember, I did podcasts on it. The European media was openly preparing their citizens for World War III. This weekend, Russian President Putin invites President Trump to Moscow for Russia's Victory Day parade. I mean, folks, from World War III to that. I mean, check this out. The mugshot that was supposed to sink Trump, that was supposed to end him. Yeah, he's got it hanging outside the Oval Office so that anybody who enters will be forced to walk by it. He hung it there knowing foreign dignitaries would see it. Remember, the purpose of it was that even if Trump were to somehow get elected, which he wasn't supposed to after all of the lawfare against him, that he would be so discredited and disgraced on the world stage by his felony convictions that no one would take him seriously. Instead, the Oval Office, where all the powerful go to meet with the president, he hangs the mugshot right outside of it. And the Democrats, who were all about telling us Trump was a convicted felon, aren't talking about that anymore. It's a real source of irritation for the public. Worse, as Newt Gingrich was saying in the beginning of this podcast, they must feel like they've been stripped naked. All of their schemes to defraud the American people to launder the money are tumbling out. It's getting worse day by day. And the numbers are no less than astonishing. Like just the most recent one overnight. Headline, New York Post. Doge discovers $4.7 trillion in treasury payments were missing a critical code. This is just a simple coding system that your average small business would use. The federal government doesn't use it a lot of the time. They say traceability of the $4.7 trillion is almost impossible. In other words, it's not real clear where it went. Now, the good news is that Elon Musk announced on X that they have now instigated the codes. So here, you know, forward, they should be added to, you know, when the Treasury makes a payment so we can begin to trace what is this for and who is it going to. Folks, just to recap, in case your mind's not already thoroughly boggled, I'm going to put it all together as best as I can in one place, what they've been able to find. So there's the $4.7 trillion that broke this morning. There was the $2.7 trillion in fraud since 2003. We had that broke last week from Caroline Leavitt. That's just in Medicare and Medicaid. Then there was this, and folks, this is the one that boggles my mind. Last week, we learned Congress spent last year, $516 billion, so half a trillion dollars on expired programs, some of which expired decades ago, some of which expired years ago. And you really have a list here. They expired, you know, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, some of them months ago. And they're still being funded. But nobody knows exactly where the money's going. Here's the problem. Since the programs are expired, there's no oversight of any kind. They're not subject to inspectors general overseeing them. We have inspectors general who are supposed to be, you know, waste and fraud and crime watchdogs in each of these agencies. They're not subject to any kind of oversight. And in many cases, because they lack the codes, it's really hard to figure out where is this, where's this money going? Folks, do you realize $516 billion? That's a quarter of the annual deficit. The annual deficit right now is about $2 trillion. So that's the amount that's not funded. We don't have tax money for it. So if we want to spend it, we got to borrow it or print it. That is a quarter of the annual deficit. And folks, understand, we're not talking about $516 billion or half a trillion dollars, like over, I don't know, 10 years. No, that's just last year. Just last year. Paid out to get this, 2,500 expired programs. I mean, folks, Republicans who've done the budget Well, we've had continuing resolutions, but Republicans have done them since 2023, January of 23. So that's Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson. How do you miss that? So to recap, that's $4.7 trillion plus $2.7 trillion. Plus, remember last week we were up to $200 billion in annual entitlement payments to people without Social Security numbers or IDs. They think a lot of that is fraud, at least $1 billion per week. And of course, none of that counts the $20 billion that a mid-level Biden appointee just casually transferred out of the EPA to his front. $20 billion. Can you imagine to seven NGOs? They called it throwing gold bars off the Titanic. So, folks, you can transfer. Can you imagine that amount of money? I mean, $20 million would be shocking. $20 billion transferred out via a bank account. And, of course, Lee Zeldin, who's the EPA administrator, is trying to get it back. I mean, this is just, it's just out of control. And you got to wonder, was there ever any reason, given this level of fraud, for us to be in debt at all? For us to print so much money that we reached 9% inflation? That food prices alone have spiked 29% during the Biden era? Was any of that for anything other than the fact that we were being robbed blind? It simply shocks the mind. And folks, the success of Doge is only growing. Trump has hit an all-time high approval rating, 55%. He's never been that high before. And Doge, at least for now, is just becoming more popular. Did you see what just happened? Billionaire Joe Gebbia, he's the co-founder of Airbnb, just very publicly joined Musk's Doge, Department of Government Efficiency. He says he wants to help them find and get rid of the fraud and the waste. So you've got another big name billionaire on board. It's not just Musk now. Folks, this is going to change everything. That is, if the
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Douchebag Republicans in Congress don't get in the way. I'm more worried about them than the Democrats. Nobody's listening to the Democrats right now. Meanwhile, folks, you're watching the decimation of the political class in this country. And there's no better way to measure that than by looking at what's happening right now to the D.C. housing market and how fast it's happening. When Donald Trump won office, the median home price in the nation's capital, $699,000. By February, it's down more than $100,000 to $560,000 as there's this massive glut now of nearly 8,000 homes listed for sale in the Washington, D.C. metro area. On Friday alone, the UK Daily Mail writes, Musk and Trump fired 9,500 workers. They were at the Departments of the Interior, Energy, Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Health, and Human Services. So that's in addition to the 75,000 workers who've taken the buyout. Folks, and the stuff they were doing with our money was absolutely shocking on so many levels. This morning, this just broke from the Gatestone Institute. They do investigative reporting in the Middle East. Headline, how USAID shipped bags of $100 bills to the Taliban. $1.7 billion total. And what they did was they sent it to the UN. The UN turned around and gave it to its sub-agencies, who then loaded the money in cash in bags, sometimes on pallets, into planes, flew it in Afghanistan and distributed it. Part of the reason they had to do it that way is because they couldn't, the banks refused to wire the money in because they're a designated terror group, which makes funding them at all, completely illegal. So, folks, the people doing this via USAID were breaking the law. The cash was then bought at auctions where the Taliban's, you know, used their dollars, which we printed, by the way, and swapped them for American dollars. So they're useless dollars swapped for American dollars in these so-called auctions. And then you know where the money goes? This is the most outrageous thing of all. The money goes into the bank of Afghanistan. It is completely and totally Taliban controlled. So they just basically went and then deposited it. The guy running the bank is a terrorist, a designated terrorist by the name of Noor Ahmad Agha. The reason he is a specially designated terrorist here in the United States of America is that he was named as the financier of bomb making, including the IEDs, which killed, are you ready for this? Over 1,000 American soldiers. So folks, this is treason level stuff. I've been saying for a long time that if you are so fortunate as to become our enemy, you have hit the jackpot, my friend, because the Democrat liberal Marxist in our government will undermine America and fund you every time. The really sad and quite frankly terrifying thing about all of this is the scale right now of the Haqqani Network's terror training camps in Afghanistan. I have a feeling that's where a lot of this money is going. And I think a lot of it went to train the army of Al-Qaeda terrorists that just took over Syria and got their own country for the first time. Your taxpayer dollars, folks, man, you better beat a trail to your account. Make sure you pay every last dime. There's Taliban who need that money. Again, folks, the Taliban is the enemy that we fought in Afghanistan for 20 years. And, you know, during which time over 2,000 of us, we had 2,000 casualties, either hurt or killed in action. And then we just throw our hands up. Folks, that's just one example among many. But as Newt Gingrich said in the beginning of the podcast, for the Democrats, this is like them being stripped naked and all of the evil they are doing under cover of darkness being paraded out into the light. Take this for example. The Pentagon, our military, is doing the one thing the founders were terrified at the constitutional conventions that it would do. They were so afraid that the military would one day be turned against the American people, they actually considered limiting its size in the Constitution to no more than 2% of the U.S. population so we could easily defeat them. They would be horrified by what USAID was doing. The Pentagon was passing money through USAID, so our military, to target U.S. conservative news sites. So folks, understand, the leadership of our military under Joe Biden considered you the enemy, domestically the enemy. So it turns out the Department of Defense funded something called NewsGuard with pass-through grants via USAID. I think we're going to find a lot more about this too, where agencies that want to cover what they're doing will pass stuff through USAID. But Revolver got it. They funded NewsGuard. NewsGuard keeps a blacklist of conservative websites that are supposedly misinformers. And what they do is they go around and pressure advertisers on behalf of the State Department, the federal government, not to advertise in any way that might support the sites. And they direct you to ad agencies that can help you to advertise in such a way as to demonetize the sites. Well, think about this, folks. One of the sites was X. Do you remember Elon Musk screaming bloody murder because even though X was growing exponentially, the advertisers were walking away? Of course they were. When the federal government knocks at your door and says you better not advertise, anywhere that could help conservative journalists, and you are a major business, you want to advertise where people see you, but you don't want an SEC investigation, what do? You pull your advertising. You only use firms that make sure to avoid the blacklisted sites. But folks, think about how remarkable this is when we put it all together, okay? We have the Department of Defense going to war against conservative journalists on our soil, censoring and demonetizing them and X, while at the same time, the Department of Defense, remember what we learned last week, paid liberal Reuters, the liberal news outlet, at least $9 million for what they call in the line item, the expenditure, description, quote, large-scale social deception, or LSD. Large-scale social deception. To me, folks, that is probably the most amazing thing I've reported in the last month, because it tells us that the Department of Defense considers what Reuters does. It's not a valuable contribution or some good information, but considers what the lamestream media does as social deception. They know. It means the left knows. They all know it's a pack of lies, because we've got nothing right now but leftists leading the Department of Defense. Pete Hegseth's going to have to clean him out. So, folks, we had a Pentagon at war with us that literally paid for large-scale social deception while shutting down the truth tellers to make way for that deception of the American people. I mean, where exactly is this in the Pentagon's mission statement? It's a completely unconstitutional bunch of behavior. But folks, this is just a small sample of what we're finding. It's like a great revelation.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.